Mackie Motors pregame show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Jeff Blankman joined here tonight by Kemperhead football coach Ryan Steinkamp as the Knights in the second round of the postseason up here at Emmitsburg. And coach, I tell you what, first, congratulations on that great win over a very good Pocahontas team last week. And thanks for joining us here today.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Jeff. I appreciate that.
Ryan, the one thing that really jumped out to me last week was when we were talking about that Pokey game was the confidence that you guys had kind of going into that, just in the way it sounded like the kids took towards practice last week. I imagine coming off a win against a team that suffered just two losses on the season to two very good football teams means that this group has got to be coming into this week with that same kind of energy level.
Yeah, you know, we're excited about an opportunity to play another game too. The weather's kind of crappy this week, and our JV guys played our last game Monday, so we started practice a little bit slow. But we definitely picked it up too. And you know, our seniors and our varsity guys, they're locked in and they're excited about this opportunity.
Coach, what does this do for a young team? I know a lot of people around here that have followed you guys this year realize how many sophomores and how many young guys that will be back next year that have been a part of this team. But to get that second win, to get a postseason win, to get another chance to have a week of practice and get another ball game in, it's got to be huge.
Absolutely. You know, it's a huge confidence builder for them, too. You know, we've worked hard all year. You know, our goal hasn't changed. You know, getting better, we playing our best football at the end of the season. Right now, we're starting to click a little bit. Kids are starting to figure things out. And, you know, for young guys, it's a great message on not giving up and keep working hard pursuing, because, our record wasn't the best this year, but we were battle-tested each week, and we did a lot of great things. And, you know, the kids were rewarded with a victory last week from all that hard work paying off, too. But they're still hungry, and they realize that we have no opportunity ahead of us. So, you know, it was a good message. It was a good message for the whole team and coaches, too. You know, it helped motivate us as well.
And, Coach, you mentioned being battle-tested. That district really strong. Things not going to get easier from here on out. A win tonight, you're going to have another good team that you would meet in the round of 16. But tonight you got an Emmitsburg team coming in with just the one loss. Throughout this season, you guys have played almost every different offensive style. Tonight you're going to find a physical football team that wants to run the football first. Has there been anybody else on the schedule this year that is similar to the style that what Emmitsburg is going to show you?
A little bit in South Central and a little bit of ACGC. You know, they run theirs a little bit differently. You know, they're more just straightforward, just going to out-muscle you. They get off the ball quick. You know, they break the huddle quick, and they look to just attack it. They're not going to make too many changes at the line. It's just going to be ready to go, and can you stop it type deal. So that's the biggest thing this week for our kids is, you know, being prepared, you know, getting lined up correctly, and then just focus on doing your job too. Don't fall for anything in the backfield. Just control what you can control, and take care of your job. And the kids understand the game plan. They know what we got to do, and they're really focused on that.
They've got two really good running backs, both seniors, in Cole Shirk and Colby Weir. The Shirk hit almost 900 yards rushing, while Weir's only got about 400. He does have 11 touchdowns on the year, so seems to me like they lean on him a little bit more when they get down inside the red zone and 10-yard line.
Yeah, a little bit. He's their fullback. You know, he's a guy near the quarterback too. So they'll try to sneak him a little bit. You know, they're both seniors. They both played a lot of football. So, you know, they they're running that offense. They've probably seen it all. So, our pitchers got really gang tackle and fire off the ball and be physical as well too. We gotta be aggressive against it. And then we just gotta make sure our secondary is locked in and not getting up any big plays. They do have a couple nice receivers and a solid senior quarterback too.
Coach, last week it sounded like you guys really put together a great defensive game plan. What is the game plan this week? You mentioned there about sure tackling and stuff, but how do you guys attack this offense?
We gotta make sure we're getting our strength calls lined up too, and they'll overload side. So a lot of it's just making sure we get lined up too. You know, we're going a little bit more physical guys in this week too. We can't play with all four of our DBs in there, so we gotta put another linebacker in there to kind of help support that run a little bit. So it's just kind of putting our best guys in there. You know, lean heavy on the seniors again because they stepped up big last week too. And you know, they've earned this game, and they've earned the right in the field. And I'm super proud of them. And, you know, if I kind of told them last week, you know, leave it all on the field too. And I'm confident they'll do that again this year too, and hopefully good things happen for us.
How do they use the Castle kid at wide receiver? 8 catches on the year leads them by quite a ways in catches on the season because it's not a team that throws a lot. But is he their target usually in play action?
I think so. He's a tall, athletic kid, and he's strong too. You know, they look to sneak him out during play action. So our DB guys, they can't fall asleep. You know, we've had a couple times this year too of blown covers or maybe have their eyes in the backfield. But they have their keys, and they just got to keep stuff in front of them and make plays on the ball.
Ryan, offensively, where do you feel like you guys can take advantage of any weaknesses in that Emmitsburg defense?
Well, they really don't have any weaknesses, too many weaknesses. No, they're kind of like us. You know, they've seen a lot of different types of offense. They've seen this offense similar to ours a little bit. We just got to make sure that we're blocking. We're getting our right calls in there on offense, and we got to just look to attack them and, you know, look it out on the edge a little bit, look to mix it up. We're going to kind of mix things up a little bit as much as possible so they can't key in on anything too certain. For our offense.
You've said it to me several times this year. You guys just run a key tack, kind of run the ball and get 3 or 4 yards, just kind of keep those chains moving. This sounds like the perfect game for that kind of an offense.
Yeah, I mean, we need our offense to keep me those chains moving because, you know, their offense is going to get their yard. They're going to keep the chains moving. You know, our defense got to get stops too, but offense, you got to make sure we're keeping our defense a little bit fresh. Even last week, you know, we didn't offense didn't score a touchdown, but they did a good job getting in field position, and then we can look to use special teams as well.
Well, you mentioned not scoring a touchdown last week, but you guys have such a weapon in Simon Wagner as a field goal kicker or a kicker overall. So you guys got to feel like you're in scoring position pretty much any time you get inside about, the opponent's 35 or so?
Yeah, I mean, once it gets to then, you know, we're looking at plays that definitely aren't going to lose us yards, and we want to keep, you know, we don't want to have a turnover at that point too, but we're gonna be aggressive. You know, we gotta make some plays too. But yeah, once we get a certain point, you know, we kind of have our eye on the downs, the markers, and stuff too. We know we got Simon, and he's been a great weapon for us this year.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us here in the Mackey Motors pregame show. I know that Alex and those guys looking forward to catching up with you after the game for the scoreboard show interview.
All right, thanks a lot, Jeff. I appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Ryan Steinkamp joining us again here on the Mackey Motors pregame show. We'll be back. We're going to send it out to Alex Lowe and Randy Snyder. They've got the call for you coming up next here on KCIM.